hot and orbital truckers, and a warm welcome from Studio 3 here at the Orbital. This week's show is entitled, What a Load of Baubles. I'm your genial host, stop putting genitals in the scripts there, Dave. I'm your genial host, Dick Chafing, and joining me in the newsroom tonight, we have...
Rudolph, appropriately named for this time of year, Hucker.
That's true, that's really appropriate. And tonight's news headlines this evening. After last week's exclusive expose, uprising in Van Manen.
New Welsh Hutton Alliance details leaked.
Valiant Valhalling Viking Commander Ramforth goes missing.
Don Antonacci's Burkhardt base break-in success.
Pilots Federation commanders in kidnap shock. After the stunning reveal by our expansion team last week that the Mad Monks of the Sublime Order of Van Manen Star were not the ascetic and holy order that we all thought they were, but a dark and corrupt presence, far too close to our systems for our liking. We followed up our stunning exposure with a mighty uprising caused by the Hotbox. With the door locked and the majority of Hutton's commanders stuck on the outside looking in, Team Hotbox indulged in an orgy of mighty proportions, culminating in the kind of election that, should it have appeared in George's pants a year ago, would have given us satisfaction and gratification far faster than it indeed did. This close-knit team are taking turns to run mission after mission to near the point of exhaustion in an effort to ensure that not only are they defeated, but the Mad Monks of the Sublime Order lose their deposit. May Alvin's Wag be with you.
After tense negotiations brokered by the Vikings of Valhalling, Hutton's Hot Pit, yes, the Hutton Orbital Political Information Team, were expecting to herald in the new year with news of an alliance with yet another faction local to our systems. Yes, the Welsh Wombles of Alpha Fornackers. Sorry, there's a mug ring on my paper. The Welsh Dragons of Alpha Fornackis instead sent out an emergency appeal for assistance in their system, as they'd been assaulted by the evil Alpha Fornackis Allied Corporation, the kind of evil conglomerate that takes your money to perform deliveries and manages to lie about whether they put it on the Type 9 at all, whether it left the depot, or indeed whether you'd actually placed the order in the first place, and if you don't mind, could you wait 5 days before reporting it missing? They're the kind of company that has all employees on 0 hours contracts, the kind of company that doesn't allow you to bring your dog to work, and even worse, has a blanket ban on Hutton Orbital Radio in the workplace. Bastards. Anyway, we digress. The Welsh Dragoons of the Welsh Dragons of Alpha Fornackers appealed for Hutton Trucker help, and the team swung into action. Not only did the combined forces drive off the opposition, they sprung the system into civil war as a result, allowing the Welsh to burst into manly song and march straight back into the fray faster than a popty ping warms last night's leftovers. One resident of the system, a certain Ivor the Engineer, accompanied with his mate Jones from Steam, suggested that only an overdose of Welsh idioms would prevent disaster in the system. We tried asking Delilah, the daffodil saleswoman at the station, why, but all she wanted to talk about was the green, green grass of home. We got confused and left to go shoot stuff. More from Fornackers later.
Earlier this week, we were sent the worrying news that the Valiant Viking from Valhalling, Commander Ramforth, had decided that following a fortnight chat with Oxforth and much thought, he was henceforth and forthwith not setting forth on further missions until whoever installed ship systems had got their finger out and fixed the faults with the flipping fellow flight or finder. Yes, he had difficulty in discerning anyone at all during a dangerous encounter with the dastardly Dun. Done. That's done. Don tanatinitini. That's dastardly don. In a full-on... How can I get through that whole paragraph and then trip over on the word don? In a full Viking rage, he had slammed the door to his ship so hard that Old Man Riverboat's fingers were lucky not to get fully severed. They only needed a few stitches and an ice pack. And warped the bulkhead of his ship so badly that the door is stuck shut. We are hearing reports from Valhalling that the wassailing, may have got a little bit out of hand recently, and there is a hint that he may have had one Odin of a hangover. As with four knackers, there will be more from the Vikings later, when we find the cutting torch and the sledgehammer.
Joy this week, as during a 24-hour period of galactic shenanigans to raise money for a cause dear to our hearts, no, not Alvin's Dentistic Fund, and no, not the new plumbing for Cubicle 3, we mean special effect, the galaxy's greatest engineers, bringing exciting ship systems to keep the injured, infirm, and desperately unwell flying, we dressed up an attack on Don Antonacci's new hideout at Burkhart as a bit of a laugh, and broadcast it to the galaxy. With a combat wing consisting of one enormous corvette, and a few little ships, a bomber wing loaded with mines and missiles, and a crack team of SRVs, but missing the essential ingredient, the galactic intern himself, we attacked the base. We utterly destroyed it. The camera ship took one for the team, and then another one, and finally a third one, before retreating to a safe distance, and having destroyed the base, pillaged it for goodies, and broadcast it all under Look What We Did to the Don, we realised there had all been a terrible mistake, and we had, in fact, attacked a nunnery. The nuns were not impressed. They had thought that the gun emplacements they had put up, and the huge sign saying, Bugger off and leave us alone, amen, was sufficient to deter marauding pirates. Alvin has sent them a slightly chewed toy and a letter with his paw print on it by way of apology, and the team have been sent home with their tail between their legs, and almost to a man, a terrible fear of penguins. Oh, and a few bruises. Happily, the rest of the galaxy thought that this was so funny, they threw over 46 billion credits at the special effect engineers. We heard that some generous soul even gave Snuffler a whole planet, on condition that he go stay there and not blow up anyone ever again.
Finally tonight, there has been shock throughout the bit of the galaxy that cares that a number of well-known commanders appear to have gone missing. Yes, Senator Drew, Hugh Mann, Osabdian Ann. Yes! Senator Drew, Hugh Mann, Obsidian Ant, Mad Dog and Fiery Toad, as well as one Cade Russell and associated hangers-on, appear to have been seen last sneaking aboard a Type 9 in the Slough system, carrying no more than a toolcase and a birdcage. It's rumored that the mysterious CQNN quantum neural network may be involved, and what is worse, nearby pirate factions have issued a hunt and capture order on the ship carrying them. We've turned our station sensors to long wave and have been listening out for them, but all we've been hearing are echoes from the hold. If you want to try decoding these echoes, stay tuned for information on signing up. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the news. This is the ever-exciting Hutton Orbital, a long way from anywhere sensible, and as always, going far too far in the name of fun. I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and we're taking a short break now. Tune in after this tune for banter, then the Hutton Orbital pantomime. Then more stuff that does include Flossie.
And Wetherspoon, and Hober, and some Welshman.
That too. In the meantime, this one is for Ramforth, in the hopes that it will persuade him to pop his head out of his asp.
Rudolf Hucker.
Play the music quick before he hears me.
Oh, okay, right, sure. Yep, we can do that. That's definitely fine. Don't touch
He's
that dial.
He's coming to get me, come on!
No, don't touch that dial!